This first number is for Bonnie and Clyde, of course, wherever they are.
We'd like to do a sort of a, well, it's not too modern anymore. I guess anything that's been around for a couple of years sort of gets to be a standard right quick if it's a good song, and we think this next one is real fine. This was first done by Ian and Sylvia.
No, Red Velvet.
No? Oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry about that. We're going to do, Would You Believe a Beatles Song?
It's called Instant Programming.
Instant Programming, yes. This is from one of their older albums. It's called I've Just Seen a Face. Thank you. Not that one I was talking about before. Somebody got a Martin?
Dick?
You're sharp.
Thanks. By the way, we'd like to announce some personnel changes. Last year, of course, the Foggy Mountain Singers were a trio. This year, we blossomed first into a quartet and now into a quintet. Ed Mellon back here, professor of chemistry at Florida State University on the mandolin.
Hi, Ed.
Dick Kraft, who's, of course, professor of art over at Florida State University, down here on the end, was with the Fourth Day Windfall last year. Dynamite Don Gillette, who's the man who gets more mileage out of one razor blade than anybody else I know. And, of course, Kathy, my wife, and I'm John. Thank you very much.
Four months ago in April on a day Cochi came down, and the dusty autumn winds began to blow. Should have known I couldn't hold her living out so far from town, and the nights do come all long and slow to go. Well, now she's up and left me when walking down the line, and the dusty autumn winds began to blow. All dressed up in red velvet with her high-heeled shoes of pine, and the nights do come along and slow to go. Well, if I'd only known before we kissed, you can't keep red velvet on a puttered farm like this. Well, now she's up and left me when walking down the line, and the dusty autumn winds began to blow. I'll sit and count the evening stars as they walk around, and the dusty autumn winds begin to blow. And I'll call my dog and I'll take the truck and I'll ride on into town, where the nights do come along and slow to go. I'll sit and count the evening stars as they walk around, and the dusty autumn winds begin to blow. And I'll call my dog and I'll take the truck and I'll ride on into town, for the nights do come along. And those dusty autumn winds begin to blow.
It takes all kinds of things to make a program. And this next group is very important. These girls have been coming to the festival year after year and just as spectators. And I said, you need to do something. Why don't you play some games? So now everybody keep quiet as mice. Use your eyes and your ears. And let's see how many of these games these girls are going to play that have been played by their mothers, their grandmothers, their great-grandmothers, and on down the line. Let's see how many of these games you can recognize. Jot them down and turn them in. And let's see who has the longest list. Games, children's games.
Good morning. We're the Senior Scouts from the Suncoast Council, Troop 630. We're the Cadet Scouts from Troop 8. From Odessa, and we're the Cadet Scouts from Troop 370 in Tampa. These games were played in Stephen Foster's day by many children, the darkies and the plantation children alike, and we want to see how many you can guess. So we'll give you about a couple minutes and try. Over here we have horseshoes, and in the middle we have the game Lemmy Sticks, and on the end we have the game Jacks, And then over there we've got nine pins. And in the back we've got jump rope. In the middle we've got Grandma's cradle with the string. And over here we've got tiddlywinks. And we've got Chinese jump rope.
Sister to come up and take a little bow, and she said she'd rather not. Full many a flower is born to blush unseen. Now, look at here. Cousin Ed Fleming has a great big hole to fill in this stage. Let's see if he can do it. Cousin Ed Fleming from St. Leo College right now. He wanders around. He's equal to the task.
Good morning, dear hearts and gentle people. And Cousin Thelma, how are you this year? I haven't had a chance to howdy you.
Fine and fitting.
You're looking good. You're looking good. You know, I said I wanted to come up here and play the banjo. You remember?
Yeah.
But I get scared. I come up and I listen to all these other banjo pickers and I get so frightened I don't know what to do. And so then I have to go back to my old box here because I know this one. But I don't know. Anyway, one of the things that we don't seem to get very much of up here are some of the sea chanties. And you know the South was rich in them. Particularly over from around the sea islands in Georgia. And this is one which we've done up here before, but it's an old favorite of mine, and I wondered if you might come in the chorus. Because what's the fun of having all these folks sitting out here, Cousin Thelma, less than they can sing? And we'd like to have you raise your voices in joyful song and see if you could get going on this chorus. Now, this is just a variation, incidentally, of Blow the Man Down. But it had a little variation. I suppose it was picked up around Savannah, Charleston, got over into Sea Islands, and they sang it something like this. Oh, pay me, oh, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail, pay me my money down. Got it? Pay me, oh, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down. I don't hear you. Come on now. Oh, pay me. Oh, pay me. Pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down. Where are you? Is it too early in the morning for them to sing, Cousin Thelma?
Certainly not.
Well, all right. Let's hear it now. One more time. It's easy. Pay me. You know, pay. Pay. See? They had to have their money at the end of the day. So they're saying, pay me, oh, pay me my money down. Pay me or I'll go to jail. And this happened, you know? All right. Then if you'll sing the chorus, I'll come in some verses. Oh, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me.